Amen and amen. We decree and we declare victory in this season. We decree and we declare increase in this season. We decree and declare, Lord God, that your word will prevail over our lives in this season. We decree and declare clarity of mind, peace of heart. Lord, we decree and declare that the Holy Spirit will move through us each and every day. We decree and declare that we will come out of the valley and on the top of the hill. We decree and declare that our families are saved. We decree and declare that our families are restored. We decree and declare that every broken part, Lord God, is mended. We decree and declare that we will use our pitfalls and our footstools, Lord God, in this season. We decree and declare we are standing on high. And Lord Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that as you move through us in this season, Lord God, no sickness, no sense of fear, no despair, no failures, Lord God, will hold us down from the word that is over our lives. We decree and declare manifestation like never before. We decree and declare the blessing like never before. We decree and declare that the word that come out of our prophetic mouth, Lord God, will move mountains like never before. We decree and declare an increase in faith in this season. We decree and declare that our harvest will multiply in this season over our lives. We decree and declare, Lord God, that as we move and as we walk and as we talk, we decree and declare that not only we will be impacted, but our families, those near and far. We decree and declare that we are standing in the gap. We decree and declare that you will continue to use us. We decree and declare that we will walk and we will move in deeper depths of wisdom and knowledge and peace and understanding of you in this season. Lord God, we decree and declare that there is nothing that we cannot face with you on our side. We decree and declare, Lord God, increase for not only ourselves but our leaders in this season. We decree and declare an overflow of anointing in this season, Lord God. And we decree and declare, Lord God, that your word would be heard like never before. It would prevail like never before. We decree, Lord God, that as we pray on this call tonight, that you would hear our voices, that you would hear our prayers, Lord God, that you would speak to us like never before. Lord God, the Holy Spirit would move in our lives. It would be cleansed. That any spirit, any attack, Lord God, would be broken, Lord God. And the only thing that we would experience in this season, Lord God, is you. Amen and amen. Amen. We go ahead and open up in our heavenly tongues. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah, praise God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father. God, I come before you this morning, thanking you for a new day that you have made. Thanking you for my life, my health, and my strength, God. Thanking you for the opportunity to come again in prayer, meeting with the saints, God. Lifting up our voices, seeking your face, God. Lord, I ask you, teach me warfare prayer. Warfare prayer, God. So much going on in this United States that we live in. God, teach me how to pray in warfare. We're battling in the spirit, God. Battling in the spirit for so much that's going on, God. God, we thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for hearing our prayers this morning, God. Bless your people on the line, God. Bless the prophets. Thank you, God, for their putting themselves out there, praying, God, praying without ceasing. Thank you, Father. Lord, look upon your people. Yes. Give them safety and protection, God.
Yes.
God, bring an end to all this confusion and terrorism that's going on and all of racism, oh God. God, touch us. Touch the people. Allow them to know you, God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. Bless the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and the company of prophets. Bless their family, God. Bless the children, the fledglings who are coming up, God, and who will be the prophets in the future who are giving the word, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy and all that you do for us. Thank you, Father. Bless my family. Keep them safe, God. Thank you for my healing. I ask you to heal the people on the line and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this time of prayer, Lord. We thank you for this great space of togetherness, Father, and family. Father, we thank you for all those connected, to those that have been so disciplined in jumping here on this phone call this evening together, Father. Lord, we just thank you for leadership, Father. We thank you for the Master Prophet Ibernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the risk they have taken, the vision that they have followed, Lord, when faith was the only thing that really led them in a direction. Lord, we pick up on that example, Father, in each and every walk that is represented on this call, Lord. We pick up on what it takes to start with a vision and move your feet regardless of what you see in front of you, Father. Lord, we thank you for that courage that you give us each and every day, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement and the accountability that stands within this prayer group, Father. Lord, we thank you for all of those who are standing for their family, Lord. We ask you to continue to pray for people's healing physically and mentally, Father. We thank you for people's healing in the financial areas, Father. Lord, let us increase our savings by tenfold, Lord, by this time next year, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray on that. Lord, we thank you for the investment opportunities and the business opportunities that will abound within this group over the next year, Father. Lord, we thank you for with the leadership and the ministries that are starting and have already started and will continue to be passed on from family to family. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for all of those connected and digging deep roots into this ministry so that it stays for many years to come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you're ushering into this new season of birthing, Lord God. We thank you for what is being birthed in this season in our lives, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, Lord God. We just thank you that you prevail in our lives, Lord God. And we pray that you, as you continue to be the forefront, Lord God, and as you move us into a deeper understanding of your will for our lives and for what you would cause us to do in this world, Lord, I just pray that we would continue to magnify your name, that we would continue to give you glory. Lord, I thank you for the increase and the victory and the blessings in advance. Lord, I thank you that even when we go wayward, Lord God, that you find a way to bring us back, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are never lost in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you would just continue to direct us and lead us. I thank you that you make all things make sense, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that even when we go left, that you would bring us right. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that our walk has not been shortened, Lord God, but that we will continue to be obedience to give you obedience, Lord God, and obey for the things that you would cause us to do in this time. Lord, I pray for our family members. I pray for this world, but I pray that you will continue to use us as a vessel, as a mouthpiece to bring people hope, to bring people purpose, to bring people comfort, to bring them faith. Lord, we thank you for our leaders. We thank you for the overflow that is happening in this harvest season. Lord, I pray for those who have reaped, Lord God, who have sown, but may they reap their harvest, Lord God. And I pray that it be bountiful in this season, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that as we continue to dig deeper into you, Lord God, that it would just show. It would show itself true. Pray for our children in this season. I pray for our ministries, our families. We just continue to restore and revive in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you because we are gathered here in your name this evening, God. And we thank you that we are the representation of your kingdom to come here on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you, Father God, that the windows of heaven and God, that the heavens are open to us this evening, God. We pray that you would hear the cries of your people, God. We pray that you would bring comfort, Father God, to those that mourn. We pray, Father God, that you would bring comfort, Father God, to the devastated lands, God, in the cities and the states, God. We know, God, that you heal the brokenhearted, God, and that you'll heal the desolate lands. We pray, Father God, for favor this evening, God, and we pray for, God, restoration. We pray, Father God, for the breakthrough, God, and we pray for the harvest, God. We pray, Father God, that you will move by your spirit, God, and that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing this evening, God. We ask, God, that you endue us with power, God, and that, Father God, you endue us with power, Father God, to transform and to shift the atmospheres and to declare, decree and declare, Father God, your word, and that it shall come to pass. We pray, Father God, that your power will be seen through your people, Father. And as we move and live and have all of your being, God, that we will do exploits. We will do the greater works, Father God. You said greater works we shall do, God. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who empowers us and leads us into the spirit of truth. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for who you are, God. And we thank you for Jesus, who is the greatest intercessor, who sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. We pray, God, that Jesus would intercede for his people tonight and intercede for the cities and the countries. And as we lift up our voices, God, that you would hear our prayers, Father God, and they would be answered. We pray, Father God, for the children. We pray for the school systems, God. We pray that you will walk the hallways of the schools once again, God. We pray that prayer will be restored back, Father God, into on a national level, God. We pray for our government. We pray, Father God, for the conflicts in other cities. We pray, Father God, for and nations, God. We pray for the military and the soldiers, Father God, who have been wounded and who have been lost or killed in war, God. We pray for restoration for every family, God, that is represented on this line, God. We pray, Father God, that you would endue them, Father God, and not only with power, but God, cause them to prosper, God. You said that we will prosper according to your riches and glory, and we ask for your riches and glory tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you would move and that we begin to command the works of your hands, God, and we begin to ask, Father God, Abba, Father God, who art in heaven, God, to give us our daily bread, God. And as we move with the cloud, God, and as we move by your spirit, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would teach us and teach us how to pray, teach us how to worship, teach us how to love, God, and that forever and ever, God, that you would always be our God, and besides you there is no other. We thank you, Father God, that you're still Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore, God. And we thank you, God, that you're doing great works, God, even in the midst of all of this. You're still moving, God, behind the scenes. And there is no weapon, God, formed against us that shall prosper, God. And every tongue that rise against us, thou shalt condemn. Not only is it our inheritance, God, but you created the destroyer to destroy, and nothing can happen without your permission. So we thank you that you're the all-powerful, the almighty God, and that we put our trust in you, God, no matter what it looks like, God. We thank you, God, that we are victorious, and that, Father God, that we shall have victory on every side. In Jesus' name, we thank you in advance. And amen and amen.
Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, for the words of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Father God, we thank you and we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for structure, O God. And, O God, we thank you, God, for restoration, Lord Jesus, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for wholeness, O God. And we thank you, God, for change, Lord. And we thank you, God, for laughter and joy and peace, O God. We thank you, Lord, in your precious name, O God. And, God, we thank you, God, for helping those who are poor and in need, O God. We thank you, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for increase and favor, God. We thank you, God, for creativity, O Lord, O God. And we thank you, God, for keeping us mindful of your presence and love, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for making us the head only, Lord. We thank you, God, for making us prosperous, O God. And God, we thank you, God, for awakening our minds and stimulating our hesitating will, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for giving us courage and patience, God, in whatever trial may come our way, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for our leaders, all your leaders all over the world, O God. And we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for this midnight cry, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world. And we thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for traveling mercies, Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, O God. And we thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us wherever we may be, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for keeping our minds mindful of your presence and of your love, O Lord. And we thank you, God, for bringing us home safe and sound, God. We thank you, God, of these things, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for being a hope amongst all those in the communities and affected by the storm and devastation in their lives, O God. We thank you, God, for granting them safety, Lord. And we thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see and our ears that we may hear and our lips that we may speak, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for that we hold our liberty in high esteem, God. And thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we are privileged to live, O God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our loved ones, over our family, and all who surround around us, O God. O God, we thank you, God, again, for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, O God. We want to thank you, God, for making a way, no way. And we want to thank you, God, for open doors, God. And we thank you, God, for giving us a clear way, O God, in your precious name, Lord. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, O God, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of your blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Lord God, we want to thank you for being our presence. Lord God, we want to thank you for just keeping us in perfect peace and in wholeness, oh dear God. Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for that we are not imitators of you, oh dear God, but we are dear as your children. And then as we walk in love, oh God, we want to thank you that you will continue to bless us, oh dear God, so that we could continue to smell the sweet smelling aroma that's coming from the earth, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for just blessing our children, our families, oh dear God, blessing the leaders of the land, oh Father God. We want to thank you for the Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for giving us this platform to pray to your will, oh Father God, that you will be in control, that we will be on one accord. We bless all the prophets that are being obedient, oh Father God, to come and just stand before your throne of grace, Lord God, to stand on the behalf of others, to decree and declare and affirm your word, oh Father God. We decree and declare blessings among each and every family that is represented in the background as well as in the forefront, oh dear God, and everyone that's connected to them, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name in advance, Lord God, for the blessings that you continue to bestow upon us. We thank you for new ideas, new opportunities, new relationships, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for blessing our hands so that we can obtain the wealth, so that we can bring your kingdom the glory that it deserves, oh Father God. We bless your holy and righteous name for just keeping us humble, oh dear God, and washing us clean as snow, oh dear God. We want to thank you, Lord God, because if we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough, Lord God. We want to thank you for keeping us covered and keeping us in your precious name, Lord God. And we just thank you for just blessing our children, oh dear God, and keeping them whole and complete, oh dear God. And whatever devastation is going on, Lord God, we just ask that you allow them to walk in peace, Lord God, that they know that you are in control. These blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight, Father, this morning, dear Lord, crying out to you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for covering us, dear Lord. And Father, we know that we are underneath your wings, dear Lord. We just thank you for your angels that's been covering us, dear Lord. We thank you for just being there for us, dear Lord. We thank you that we could trust you, Father God, and not ourselves, dear Lord, in such a time as this, Father God. And Lord, look upon everyone that's on the phone, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Touch them, those that need healing, dear Lord. Touch them that need a blessing, a financial blessing, dear Lord. Touch them with their families, dear Lord. Father, we thank you for salvation over our family, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon our children, dear Lord. Look upon them, Father, continue to bring them out of darkness into light, Father God, that you will cover them, Father God, that each one will have an angel dispatch around them, Father God, with all the things that's going around in the world, dear Lord, or the shooting, dear Lord, or the people that's dying every day, Father God, there's something going on, dear Lord, that you will cover our kids, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for who you are, standing in the midst of such a time as this, for all the wars are going on, dear Lord, or the
principalities that's going on around us, dear Lord. We just thank you for your cover and your love and your mercy and your grace, dear Lord Jesus. And Father God, look upon the Archbishop and Pastor Deborah as they continue to globalize the prophetic, dear Lord. Continue to vision more for the prophetic, dear Lord. Bless prophecology, dear Lord, that's coming up in 2018. Father, prepare your people, Father God, for the prophetic revival that's coming up in 2 weeks, dear Lord. Touch them, Father, in a mighty way, dear Lord. Bless those that need a blessing. Heal those that need a healing that's coming to the prophetic, dear Lord. They are coming from all over, dear Lord. Make way for those that want to come, Father God. We thank you in advance, dear Lord, that they will be here, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon my son, dear Lord, tonight. I lift him up to you, Father God. You know all things that's going on in his mind, Father God. He needs deliverance, dear Lord. And I'm trusting you, Father God, in the midst, dear Lord, in the midst. I'm standing in the gap for my child, Father God, that you would deliver him, Father, from his situation, dear Lord. And I thank you in advance, Father God. It is well, it is well, it is well. And Father God, look upon Dawson, dear Dawson. Prophet Boston, dear Lord, Barney, Masgrove, Father, look upon them, Father God. Continue to give them healing. Continue to give them peace in their mind, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for our families even now. We thank you for our elders and our children, Father God. Touch their minds. Touch their hearts and their spirits even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for this new day even now, Father God, allowing us to come before you and lift your name on high even now, Father God. Father God, touch our hearts and allow peace to reign in our homes even now, in our hearts and in our spirits even now, Father God. Allow us to have innovative ideas even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest peacefully on this morning even now, Father God. Father God, allow today to be a great day, an enlightening day. Excuse me. And Father, we thank you for divine healing even now over the lives of your people even now, Father God. I thank you for my healing even now, Father God. Father God, restore us and fill us up even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything that is happening and is going on in our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for life. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. We thank you for right relationships being drawn in our lives, Father God. Right partnerships even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for allowing no weapon to form against us to prosper even now, Father God. Father God, I thank you for my family, Father God. Father God, thank you for all of these things and more. Thank you for life, and I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected you from being king. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of rebellion being rebuked in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into right divine alignment, right divine purpose, right divine healing, right divine success, right divine majesty and glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we speak the same language. We thank you, Lord God, that we come in total agreement that nothing that we put our mind to do will be impossible. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of the Lord being alive in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress, and you are our God. In you we trust, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, for no weapon formed against us can prosper. Every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. Ashatalaba, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we take dominion over every spirit of witchcraft that has been dispatched in the atmosphere. The spirit of terrorism and wickedness is rerouted as we are covered by your blood. The blood of Jesus prevail against all the power of the enemy. The blood of Jesus prevail against every spirit of wickedness. The blood of Jesus prevail against every spirit of rebellion. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for divine protection for your people. Everyone on this call, we plead the blood of Jesus to bring healing and deliverance in every life on this call. Every generational curse is broken. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that flows on this call even now. We thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke of rebellion, every yoke of witchcraft, every yoke of addiction, every yoke of lack, every yoke, Lord God, of depression, every yoke, Lord God, of despondency, every yoke, for you have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Every yoke of infirmity is broken in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance for every captive, healing for every infirmed soul and mind and heart. And we thank you for the spirit of revival that shall spring forth even now in the hearts of your people. We rejoice in you, Father God, for praise is our weapon. And we bless you for our Archbishop. We bless you for divine protection over the First Family, Pastor Deborah Jordan, strength from your sanctuary. The blood of Jesus cover them in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover our elders, our parents, our grandparents, our children, even as they go to and from school. The blood of Jesus prevails. In the name of Jesus, over every work of darkness. And we thank you for victory and breakthrough. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we bless you and we thank you for being with us. We bless you in the name of the Lord. And Prophetess Bethany, are you prepared for the announcement?
I can do the announcement.
Can you please? Thank you.
Amen. And join us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard for our conference call with the Master Prophet. You can also join us at 12 noon for our Pop Life radio show. And then at 8 p.m., we have Prophet Joshua Jordan on for a powerful conference call. Amen. And then join us back here at 11:50 p.m. for our midnight cry as we begin to gather and get prepared for our midnight cry, which is from 12 to 12:30. God bless you all. Love you all to life. Peace.
Love you.
God bless
you. God bless you in the day.
Okay.
God bless you.